WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to push your buttons. I'm Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaos, here to help you navigate the emotional roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving into something super important. Understanding those pesky emotional triggers and learning how to avoid overreacting when they hit. Ever felt like a balloon about to pop? You know that feeling when someone says something totally off base, or your phone notifications start blowing up, and suddenly you're on the verge of losing it? Well, we've all been there. The good news is, we don't have to be at the mercy of these triggers. We can learn to recognize them, understand what sets us off, and develop some serious coping mechanisms. Here are five key takeaways that will help you tap out of those emotional overload situations. First up, awareness is everything. Think of your emotions like a map. You got to know where the landmines are before you step on them. Pay attention to what sets you off. Is it certain people, specific topics, or even just feeling tired? Journaling can be a lifesaver here. Jot down those trigger situations and how they make you feel. Seeing patterns emerge can be eye-opening. You might discover that your boss's Monday morning pep talks actually send you into a tailspin, or that social media scrolling sends your anxiety through the roof. Number two, challenge those thoughts. Our minds are like supercomputers, constantly analyzing and interpreting everything around us. Sometimes, those interpretations can be way off base, leading to negative emotions. When you feel triggered, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, we jump to conclusions without all the facts. Take a step back, gather more information, and see if your initial reaction was justified. Next up, practice self-compassion. This is huge. You're not a robot. You're human. It's okay to feel emotions, even intense ones. Don't beat yourself up for having a bad day or reacting in a way you weren't proud of. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through something similar. Number four. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think of these as your emotional first aid kit. When those triggers hit, have a plan in place to help you regain control. Some ideas? Take deep breaths, go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or practice mindfulness meditation. Find what works best for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Last but not least, remember that you're not alone. We all have triggers and moments when we feel overwhelmed. Reaching out to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It takes courage and strength to admit when you need it. Let me paint you a picture. You're at work, juggling deadlines and dealing with difficult colleagues. Then, bam! Your boss drops a bombshell announcement that throws your carefully crafted schedule into chaos. Suddenly, you feel a surge of panic, anger, maybe even frustration. The whole emotional roller coaster is in overdrive. But wait, remember those coping mechanisms we talked about. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this is temporary, and there are things you can do to manage the situation. Reach out for support from a coworker, or take a few minutes to step away from your desk and clear your head. See? You successfully navigated the emotional minefield. All right, folks, recap time. We learned about the importance of awareness, challenging those negative thoughts, practicing self-compassion, developing healthy coping mechanisms, and remembering that you're not alone on this journey. So go out there, be mindful of your triggers, tap out when needed, and don't forget to celebrate those small victories along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest emotional triggers? Share them in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and learn from each other. And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and spread the word. We've got more sanity-saving tips coming your way every day. Until next time, keep it chill, keep it real, and remember to tap out when things get overwhelming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.